Friday, voters will go to the polls in European and local elections. As part of our Pink Vote series, we here at The Cosmo have compiled a guide for LGBT and LGBT supporter voters on where the candidates contesting the European elections stand in relation to equality issues. Specifically, we have sought to determine if they have signed the Come Out 2014 pledge prepared by the ILGA Europe organisation, which commits candidates to advancing LGBT equality issues across 10 specific areas. For more details on this pledge, you can log on to www.ilga-europe.org. We also communicated directly with the candidates to secure a pledge that they will publicly campaign for a yes vote in next year's promised referendum on marriage equality. We will now examine where the candidates stand on these issues, beginning with those contesting the three-seat Dublin constituency. Brian Hayes of Fine Gael has signed the ILGA Europe pledge and told us that he will campaign for marriage equality in next year's referendum. Brian also forwarded us a speech he made recently in which he again outlined his support for LGBT equality. Emer Costello is the Labour MEP for Dublin and she has also signed the ILGA pledge and is committed to campaigning for a yes vote in the referendum. In correspondence with The Cosmo, Emer forwarded us a copy of a speech she made in the European Parliament in which she called for the adoption of an EU roadmap to combat homophobia. Mary Fitzpatrick of Fianna Fáil has signed the ILGA pledge and while she failed to reply to our inquiries on these issues, she did support a marriage equality motion submitted before Dublin City Council in 2012 and which was overwhelmingly adopted. Lynn Boylan, the Sinn Féin candidate, has signed the ILGA pledge and she has confirmed to us that she will publicly campaign in the referendum next year. Eamon Ryan of the Greens has signed the ILGA pledge but failed to reply to our queries on the marriage equality issue. The Greens, as a party, do support marriage equality in common with all the other parties as their official policy. He was also minister in the Fianna Fáil Green government that implemented civil partnership, heralded by many as progress, but also criticised for failing to protect the rights of children of same-sex couples in particular. Sitting MEP Paul Murphy of the Socialist Party has signed the ILGA pledge. He failed to respond to our inquiries regarding marriage equality, but in a speech he made to the European Parliament earlier this year, Paul delivered a strongly worded defence of Rory O'Neill regarding the Pantygate controversy. Sitting MEP Nessa Childers, formerly of Labour and now an independent, has signed the ILGA pledge and confirmed to us that she will be publicly backing a yes vote in the marriage equality referendum. Along with Emer Costello, Nessa Childers was awarded a 100% rating by ILGA for her voting record on LGBT-related issues in the European Parliament. Breed Smith of People Before Profit Alliance and Damon Matthew Wise of Fishnua have also signed and confirmed their support for marriage equality. Now turning to the Ireland South constituency, which is a four-seater and which comprises all of Munster and South Leinster, the three Fine Gael candidates running there have signed the ILGA pledge, but failed to confirm to us if they will publicly support and campaign for marriage equality. In a debate on Primetime, however, Simon Harris said he believes everyone in Ireland is equal. Sitting MEP Sean Kelly has been working on cyberbullying issues in the European Parliament, and that includes the problem of homophobic bullying. Sitting Labour MEP Phil Prendergast has signed the ILGA pledge but didn't respond to our inquiries regarding the marriage equality issue. She has been active on LGBT issues in the Parliament, however, and has pointed to her membership of the Parliamentary Committee on LGBT Rights. She has also challenged sporting organisations to be more proactive in their support of LGBT players and in combating homophobic behaviour in sport. She made these comments in response to reports that openly gay GAA player Donalo Cusack regularly faces homophobic abuse from the spectator stands during GAA games. Fianna Fáil MEP Brian Crowley has failed to sign the ILGA Europe pledge or to express his views on marriage equality. He was also known to oppose Fianna Fáil's decision to join the mainstream ALDE group in the Parliament and instead favoured maintaining links with the small right-wing group that included parties known to have made anti-gay and other controversial statements. The other Fianna Fáil candidate, Brian Hartley, confirmed to us that he intended to sign the ILGA pledge and would also be supporting marriage equality. As of this evening, however, his name does not appear on the ILGA website containing the names of those who have signed the pledge. Sinn Féin candidate Leonie Rieda is not recorded as having signed the ILGA pledge and she also failed to respond to inquiries by Cosmo on these issues. The other candidates to respond to our inquiries in the South constituency was independent Gillian Godsell, who supported marriage equality, and also the independent Diarmaid O'Flynn, who also supports marriage equality and has signed the ILGA Europe pledge. Green candidate Grace O'Sullivan, while not replying to our inquiries, is listed on the ILGA website as having signed their pledge. Finally, a candidate running in this constituency, calling herself a Catholic Democrat, declared in a primetime debate recently that God's law overrides man's law and that man's law has failed. Finally, turning to the sprawling Midlands North West constituency, which is a four-seater, both Fine Gael candidates and sitting MEPs Jim Higgins and Mairead McGuinness have signed the ILGA Euro pledge. Mairead McGuinness failed to reply to our inquiries about her position on marriage equality. However, her party colleague Jim Higgins declared that he supports marriage equality 100% and hoped that LGBT voters would inform themselves of where the candidates stand on these issues before polling on Friday. Labour candidate Lorraine Higgins is listed as having signed the ILGA Euro pledge. She didn't respond to our inquiries regarding the issue of marriage equality. Neither of the two Fianna Fáil candidates, MEP Patha Cope Gallagher nor Thomas Byrne, have signed the ILGA Euro pledge. They also failed to respond to our inquiries regarding their position on marriage equality. Sinn Féin candidate Matt Carthy is not listed as having signed the ILGA pledge, and he also failed to reply to the Cosmo. He did, however, express his disappointment in early 2013 at the failure of Monaghan County Council to endorse a motion supporting marriage equality, the only local authority in the country to reject such a motion. Outgoing independent MEP Marion Harkin is recorded as having signed the ILGA pledge. She failed to respond to our inquiries regarding her views on marriage equality. There was some controversy when she attended a rally last year to oppose the government's legislation to give effect to the X case ruling by the Supreme Court. It was reported that derogatory remarks were made at this gathering regarding the Dublin Pride parade taking place on the same day. When questioned about this, Harkin said she would be seeking more details about the nature of the remarks made. Green candidate Mark Deary has signed the ILGA pledge, although he failed to reply to our inquiries regarding marriage equality. None of the other candidates responded to our email, nor are they on record as having signed the ILGA pledge. One such candidate, however, and his views are not in doubt. Independent Ronan Mullen has been a staunch opponent of LGBT rights. He attempted to filibuster a civil partnership bill going through the Shannon in 2010, and more recently has spoken out against both marriage equality and the Family and Relationships Bill, the latter which, among other provisions, aims to provide legal security and protection for the children being raised by same-sex parents. We hope that this pink vote guide to the European elections on Friday will prove useful in helping LGBT voters and our allies in making up their minds on how to vote. For more information on these issues, log on to the ILGA Europe website at www.ilga-europe.org. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday, and please do vote.